A political ad is making waves in the race for Central New York's congressional district. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, at issue is a piece of legislation regarding federal funding for abortion, specifically the language regarding rape victims who want an abortion.
Burkle co-sponsored a bill with Congressman Todd Akin that would redefine the term rape.
This ad, paid for by Democrat Dan Maffei's campaign, attacked incumbent Republican Congresswoman Anne Marie Burkle's support for a proposed bill that would have defined rape as only forcible rape in the context of federal funding for abortion. Burkle says to say she redefined rape is wrong because the bill Maffei refers to was one of several versions of the legislation and the forcible rape definition didn't make the final cut. Burkle contends her record shows her support for all victims of rape.
I know in my baby finger more about domestic violence and rape and what women experience and the trauma that women go through than Dan Maffei could ever imagine. And what he did with this ad is wrong, it's desperate, it's pathetic.
Maffei, meantime, says even if the language of the bill changed, the intent remained clear.
The record is all we know, and the record is she, almost as soon as she got to Congress, co-sponsored a bill with this language in there that would parse rape and rape victims into different categories, and that's just wrong.
Maffei and Burkle are running neck and neck in a race many consider one of the most competitive House contests in the country. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.